Here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 2nd of October, 2012. It's the birthday of King Richard III of England, born at Fotheringay Castle in Northamptonshire, 1452. He was the 11th child of the Duke of York. He was the last of the Plantagenet dynasty, which had held the throne since 1154. He fought at Bosworth Field in the final battle of the Wars of the Roses, and there Richard III became the last English king to die on the battlefield. He was 32. He had reigned for only 2 years, and his opponent, Henry Tudor, then became King Henry VII. He has a bad reputation, Richard III. Shakespeare was not kind to him in his play. Richard did imprison his young nephews, one of whom was about to be crowned king, imprisoned them in the Tower of London, spread gossip about them, said they were illegitimate, took the throne for himself, was crowned that July, and the little princes disappeared in August, their fate still a mystery. It's the birthday of Wallace Stevens, the poet, born in Reading, Pennsylvania, 1879, worked as an executive for the Hartford Accident and Indemnity Company, walked 2 miles to and from work every day, and that's when he wrote his poems, writing down lines on slips of paper, gave them to his secretary to type up when he got to the office. It's the birthday of Graham Greene, the novelist, Hertfordshire, England, 1904, author of The Power and the Glory, The End of the Affair, Our Man in Havana. During the Battle of Britain, his home in London was bombed by the Germans one night, and Greene would have been killed, except that he was spending the night with his mistress. His wife later said his life was saved because of his infidelity. It was on this day, 1950, the comic strip Peanuts made its debut, drawn by Charles M. Schulz. He was 28 years old. It was an immediate success. Started out in 8 newspapers, soon was in more than 2,000. And The Twilight Zone had its premiere on this date in 1959, created by Rod Serling. It ran for 5 seasons, and it gave its audience a glimpse of many actors who went on to become big stars: Robert Redford, William Shatner, Robert Duvall, Dennis Hopper, Carol Burnett. It also featured old stars like Buster Keaton and Mickey Rooney. Here's a poem for today by Wallace Stevens, What is Divinity? What is divinity if it can come only in silent shadows and in dreams? Shall she not find in comforts of the sun, in pungent fruit and bright green wings, or else in any balm or beauty of the earth, things to be cherished like the thought of heaven? Divinity must live within herself, passions of rain or moods in falling snow, grievings in loneliness or unsubdued elations when the forest blooms, gusty emotions on wet roads on autumn nights, all pleasures and all pains, remembering the bough of summer and the winter branch. These are the measures destined for her soul. Wallace Stevens's poem, What is Divinity?, from the collected poems of Wallace Stevens, published by Alfred A. Knopf and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Reputation.com, a service for managing businesses' online image by working to improve how they look in search engines and review sites. Reputation.com. Written by Holly Vanderhaar, produced by Nick Vedder. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.